This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. This holiday shopping season was and is a long one, with retailers starting sales earlier and pushing people to keep buying all season long. But whether those businesses like it or not, the holiday shopping season is coming to a close. So if you're a retailer, what do you do when the party's over? Well, as Marketplace's Christian Schwab reports, you try to keep it going just a little bit longer.
This is the week where lots of people gather their gift receipts and get to work. Michael Brown is one of them.
I spent this morning trying to exchange something that I got for Christmas that wasn't the right size.
A shirt from an activewear brand. And Brown, who leads Kearney's retail practice, says unless you wanted to exchange the shirt for an uncommon size or unpopular color,
you could not get anything.
That's not great for him, but it is good for the retailer because it means the company managed its inventory and discounts just right. Meanwhile, Brown says stores that have too much stuff left over are having post-holiday end-of-the-year sales.
Most retailers are going to start their fiscal 2024 on February 1. So it's time now to optimize as much as you can from the leftover inventory to end the fall season to begin the spring season.
The promotions might get pushy. Get yourself something with that gift card. Get yourself the thing you wanted and no one got you. Get yourself something for your New Year, New You resolution. Carrie Camp, who directs the Center for Retail Enterprises at the University of Texas at Tyler, says this is par for the course every year. But because Black Friday sales started as early as October, a January sales push might turn shoppers off.
I think consumers do get tired. The number of promotions that we receive, it just check it, you know, anybody's inbox in their email or their text messages even now retailers are using.
She says retailers need to be cautious about their messaging, and they need to avoid early optimism of how well they did this holiday season, even though sales were solid, because people bought differently. For one, buy now, pay later spending hit an all-time high on Cyber Monday.
So there is some concern that when credit card bills come in after the new year, that consumers may have overestimated what they spent.
Which, for retailers, could mean an even slower than usual start to 2024. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.